afternoon and welcome to your program Midday Show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And same way so on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Mean where they bring to you this edition of Midday Show today. Mina Theodore Arena, they say good afternoon. All time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way how you can send your text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again for send your text message to 077-981-981. And safe, you can go na Radio Democracy Facebook page. Also, you go get to live. We go take the first material inside the program this afternoon. As they continue with one assessment where they call the Inspection of Labor Law Implementation, the Labor Office and the Ministry of Labor and Social Security say inside this inspection, them be able for not say plenty employer then where they pay the minimum wage when a 500,000 and safe, plenty office then they will not get proper record of the workman them. Plus security company they will not agree for pay them workman them the minimum wage. Abdullahi Conte and the labor officer at the Ministry of Labor and Social Security we attach to the Industrial Department, and inside this interview with Fatima Sise, it begin for talk but wait to make them decide for come up with this inspection.
Over the period now, it means we everybody they feel say we do for solving problems. So we thought I'll fit say yes. Every day we program in a radio concerning Ministry of Labor, people that feel say we just for talking case. So what we don't decide for do. In 2017, the Minister of Labor and the Permanent Secretary, they thought I'll fit say we for take the ministry to the people there. And what we do? We divide the city into zones, and that we do. We take every street where we know say business they take place, we assign a particular group for go into them businesses and they for inspect any side where we suspect say yes, people and they underway, then they work and where the establishment get any kind of employment, we they go there for go inspect. For the past 3 weeks, we don't have the central business district. All the establishments that we will know say yes, whether na shop or whether na security agency or whether na company, we officers and they go there for asking questions about labor related matters.
So what are some of the questions they wanna be asked?
First of all, we they try to know the name of the business. After we don't ask that question, then we try for record them and we ask the contact person where they operate the business. Putting your name, your contact number, then we try for establish for know whether you get employers. If you get, we will take the record. Because we want to know the category of workers that we will get. Since the ministry, they try for rebrand itself for change the perception of people. So we they ask. Also, if them people they are really employed, you get how many women you get. How many man that you get, if you get minors like a Pekin, they're already underage, and if you get disabled people, then all of the questions and will they ask. Will they also ask how much you pay workers then? Whether you comply with the national minimum wage, whether you comply with the International Labor Organization standard working hour, how much hour then you work, if you pay them overtime, and if you pay overtime, whether you give them at the end. We also want to know if you give contract of employment, whether the establishment gets terms and conditions of service. If you get, we will look at them, because there is a provision in the law which says all contracts of employment should be sent to the Ministry of Labor for vetting and attestation. Is this so being?
So as it is now, this assessment in education based in Africa for now?
Well, we don't also coordinate with the regional offices then.
Okay.
Nabu, Kenema, Makini, and Kono.
So what are some of our findings then?
We found out that a lot of people then they employ without going through the regulations of the law. That is, some of them they advertise, some then are by affiliation, some people then they pay, but they know they follow the rules. Some people then they follow the rules, but they know they keep their records as how it will be. So this first phase of the inspection, they try for educate people and how they for keep their records, because Industrial Relations Act of 1971 say now the responsibility of the employer for keep accurate records of the employee. Also, people when they get issues related to labor matters, instead they call the Ministry of Labor, then they go to the Ombudsman, Anti-Corruption, they go Human Rights, but they go Legal Aid, but all of them cases and they can go to Ombudsman, they can go to Anti-Corruption Commission, Human Rights, and they send them back to the ministry.
So based on the assessment way Unadi do, why if you say that's the happen? Because they not get better knowledge about the ministry, or maybe because confidence now they say the ministry capable of looking to the labor affairs?
Well, this comes to what you call investigation. Investigation are a process. Some issues and they way they can at the ministry, not by any case na the ministry in responsibility for delay the matters. But na the cooperation of the employers. You will get some people that they can report the matter. When you invite them per meeting, invite the employer they call them aside, then arrange. At the end of the day, you the officer decide on how they look for them. When you call them, you know they pick up your call. Then would they go into compromise? Yes, if they talk about trust, maybe that's not the average of linear. Whether you do the right thing, you do the good thing, in order for just get trust. Because then they look and say, when the person come, if I go attack him, if I go lock him, but the laws that we get, it not give me the power for sure somebody in establishment for arrest and detain. We investigate, based on the findings, we will refer to the commissioner, after which the commissioner will give directive to the follow, we refer to the minister. If the minister think and fit say yes, the employer are not corporate, we will send another industrial court at the last resort.
The statement we make earlier, it's like the issue of poor record management na a very alarming one in this particular assessment. Based on our findings, you know if it's saying that because it don't take so long when we embark on this kind of process, make na they see some of the challenges there they happen na the different area then.
Well, Fatima, you write what you say. The ministry challenged with a lot of issues in terms of mobility, in terms of human resource for some years. But after 2014, the ministry recruits young officers, graduates, to take the mandate of the ministry from the status we've been on there to a higher status. And if you look at the ministry, from 2015 to now, we don't improve gradually. Of course, in 2015, we've been get integrated inspection with NACIT. But we've been target establishment and like factories, bigger establishment for educate them about this national minimum wage, and also for find out whether they're in compliance with NACIT and other things. Of course, it will interest me for Lucy. When we go now some establishment, people at the tell you, see, this is not the first time we don't see the Ministry of Labor. And we visit government establishment. So poor record keeping now one of the challenges that we face. Although some then they keep records of the salary vouchers, other records in terms of query, in terms of grievance procedure. That's not a challenge.
What do you intend for doing this information with Unadi Gera?
Well, this information will be a working document for the Ministry of Labor. After the first phase, because the only exercise they end by September. When we end in September, we will try for collate all the reports from the various groups of them and the various things and the various areas them. We collect, we look at the challenges we will face. They can sit down now for strategize how for do this inspection. Because the only thing tied down to resources. They find out say some areas and they will go on for good day, but because of mobility we challenge, and then they use the commissioner in vehicle and the DPS because they want this ministry for move from the status we it is to a higher status.
So for the other get for good season, Western area, in terms of percentage, we are not able to reach over 50%. The assessment.
Well, so far so good. We get for a 12 weeks program.
Okay.
Now 24 weeks program. So we don't go about 30% of free zone based on the mapping we don't do. For see usa we go reach, usa we not go reach.
So in that 30%, the how you go describe the way we get for the minimum wage implementation. People already comply with that.
Of course, the minimum wage, most of the establishments, most of the areas we visited, then comply. The only challenge we get in the security agencies, and we Some of them, they tell you, see, my clients not they pay this, the client not they pay that. But some, they comply with the minimum wage. You only will talk about other things we the outside the minimum wage.
What do you mean when you say some they comply with the minimum wage? When I talk with the staff them, I mean the one they really employ, when I see records for CC, yes indeed this person they receive above 5,000 or the 5,000 itself?
Well, some they receive above 500,000. Some establishment they pay up to 800,000-900,000. Some shops.
In name na Abdullahi Conte. And it they work na the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, we attach na the Industrial Department. If they talk to we Radio Democracy, Fatima Sise, but one inspection we they don't start for do. The program we they listen to na midday show, and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send a text message to the number 0779-81981. The number again is 0779-81981. And same way, so you go able for get to on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of OCYN powered by AfriCell. And safe, you will get to it on FM 99.5. Now, boom. The program, they continue. The Attitudinal and Behavioral Change Secretariat, now one office where President Koroma been set up inside 2007 for look inside in the way saloon people they do, where they ambug in the country in development. And from that same day, this office done they operate in the country. Now saloon they about forget election inside 2018, where plenty people believe say this office get a lot for do for look inside the team them we go make the election go on well. And one of them issue ya get for do with the media and how people they use them. This make the executive director na the Attitudinal and Behavioral Change Secretariat, Dr. Ivan Ajibola Thomas, don't say people where they use social media get responsibility for monitor themselves as to the type of message them where they can send themselves. WhatsApp group admin them for block group member them where they send message the way they threaten the country in peace. Dr. Ivan Ajibola Thomas talk this to we reporter Abdullahi Blah, who say he been start for look for talk about the work where the secretariats they do na the country.
The Attitudinal and Behavioral Change, we don't do series of programs them countrywide. We talk a lot to people them about various issues, you know, ranging from parental care of beginning, with the about gangsterism, gang supremacy, with the about violence, with the about armed robbery, and all them kind of bad things them do.
One with the listen, we say one of the concerns we don't come from people them that the Attitudinal and Behavioral Change, they know the issue them, of course, you don't highlight most of them, but the problem is that the channel we want to use for meet them people them here, so or for me the targeted people them we not in the issue also they affect one of them, they cause the issue also we not get the, that channel when they always miss the channel forget them.
Well, the person we talk about they not really know how the ABC secretariat they work, because yes, we get with discussion programs them where we can call stakeholders them come and talk on, you know, radio and television. But most of the programs that we would do where people on the see na radio and television, not the studio programs there. Now programs that we would go out to the people themselves, you know, go talk to them.
When I get to work, man, then all the districts them way on the link up with na then different side and they all on can just move from foot on here when I go target them people in there.
Now what do we do? First of all, we get with regional offices them. So when we get programs them, now then the organizer na the region day. So what we can do, we can go for go get the expertise. You understand? Because at times we go with regional coordinators them, we go with deputy regional coordinators them, we go with focal persons them, like which that we recently capacitate them and empower all of the region, because my election the council. And this election when it come, we get a big program, and the big program we get the public education for voters them, the one that the electorates them at this country, we want for sensitize them, we want for educate them on two fronts. One, the issue of tolerance. We see the intolerance now where they go on. Party members and they fight against themselves. Why? Because they don't tolerate themselves.
One issue then they come out clearly by the election, and we people on the race comes under the issue of the way how people they use the media from radio, from the internet and social media generally. On a concern, but some of them concern, specifically the media, how people use them now leading up to the election.
When we talk about media now, when we talk about the traditional media, the radio, television, newspaper, then when we talk about the new media, where the social media, they come up. And the reason why make this some of these issues become pertinent, people are now scared about the way where social media is being operated. Now the argument is the social media therefore use them responsibly rather than irresponsibly, because they can be potential for make the society come together. It can be then can bring the society together, make the society become whole by the kind thing where then they put, but at the same time then can disintegrate the whole society if they not be careful of waiting and call, particularly at this sensitive time of election.
So whose aspect them or like whose channel them as a secretariat or don't they talk to or like target for CC some of the issue where they come up in the media and also where they lead up to the election and try for CC, you know, them put things in place for reduce the problem them where people think say social media or media in general will cause if people not use them the right way.
Well, you know, say me an ex me doctor work while learn now on media issue, so you can get people in institutions, organizations we can call me for good talk. I don't give you one example like a waiting upon now the FPC. The government be give me another opportunity for talk about the social media, the implications, the effect we can create in our society. We did look at the positive effect, also at the negative effect. You know, this press conference where they can get every Thursday. One day the be one green, then give the one old press conference, you know, and it was like a lecture. I get me PowerPoint, I get everything, and I be able for talk to the journalists them. And what will they say? Like how do they do my Facebook? You know the dear care Alcada business go na Facebook. You know the dear care unnecessary waiting them go. Because what them we do, then they caution you. And when you not take them, they expunge you come out na the group.
How this will happen in a saloon now. We talk about we election and message them people in the same. Also we also get one when online radio where they make pass message now WhatsApp where plenty people they listen. How for regulate or for control the kind message them yasu?
Look here, two ways the way that they control things in there. You can control your content, right? Waiting people
and from the people level.
From you, the users and the organizers, the way they are the admins them, una can control unasef. It is a technology, and any technology get technological control as well. Don't forget, you understand? Then can block the WhatsApp, then can block YouTube. Then can block whatever organization and media. Then can block and technologically, right? One. Then can monitor. Two. Every kind thing when they go on that the social media. Then can monitor them. And then can able for pinpoint the actual person who maybe send fake message or send bad message. And disciplinary action, including court action, could be taken because some of these are border on criminality. If you don't notice, say some people are they don't care, then go court all because they're able to trace the message we then send to them and then put them in a court.
One will say, we talk about the social media, it will clear we get for do it, how people and for you social media, or if you know use them well, how law not the clear one it now the law book them now saloon we get for do it social media specifically.
Well, now so people let me say. But if you look on the 1965 Public Order Act, you get defamation of character, you get all then kind of a libel. You understand? So if the law no can blame say this now for WhatsApp or this now for Facebook, but we get laws in Sierra Leone, we can handle some of the issues then the fake information, false information, disinformation, laws there under that Public Order Act we can arrest. Now that make the way that we talk about the Public Order Act, you don't just the put and come on without a replacement.
A name na Dr. Ivan Ajibola Thomas, they talk to Radio Democracy Abdullahi Blah. The program where you still listen to na meet the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. We'll see we'll take another material inside the program this afternoon. But don't forget for send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Until they will discuss or where they come to you from the studio this afternoon. The Saloon Teaching Service Commission, together with the Africa Federation of Teaching Regulation Authorities, with help from them partner them, This being them done all one meeting a free tongue for put plan them in place for help develop educational standard na salon where some salon people believe say don't fall. Outside the executive director na the Africa Federation of Teaching Regulation Authorities, Professor Steve Iwankucha, say if salon implement a plan them where then they try for put in place now, this go make salon be among the first country them na Africa where will get high level standard of education.
Salon na one country who said people from Africa and other man the world then they come for learn better book. But this being the way the book learn in a salon don't they go bien. Don't be concerned for plenty people and organization them na salon. One pande organization they are so. Now the Salon Teaching Service Commission, they make them join hand with the African Federation of Teaching Regulatory Authority for help develop the standard of education na salon. This make them two body also be all one meeting this BNT na Freetown with teacher, head of school then, and the Ministry of Education. Bernadette Cole, na commissioner, na the Salon Teaching Service Commission, he talk more about this meeting.
Well, this workshop here so, na 10 way we need only think about the falling standards of education at the country and what we for do for raise the level of education countrywide. And earlier this week, we see the president call a big meeting at State House for discuss falling standards and what can be done. So we said we done a plan for hold workshop. International partners that already work with we, DFID, EU, then we done a discuss with them and then we done able to identify a professional from Nigeria we get worldwide experience in the development of standards and three, and this is not the first meeting we come for.
Waiting at this professional standard where the Salon Teaching Service Commission they talk about Bernadette Cole.
One of the standards they are for train teachers them for the classroom. Teachers them we really interested and get all it takes for teaching us na various levels of education. That's now one of the main things that we look at. Then we also go there for look at salaries. Because one of the things that we come out of this workshop for people in the toxin, compared to other professions, the salaries of teachers very low. That again, we will therefore look and probably make some recommendations in line with the Ministry of Education.
We even the talk, the Executive Director, now the African Federation of Teaching Regulatory Authority, Professor Stephen Weki Ocha, say by the time they done this program, Salon will be among the first country then in Africa where you get professional standard and the education.
The world wants standards, but in Africa we don't have more than four or five countries that have standards, and Sierra Leone, if it completes its process successfully by November, would have moved from wherever position it was to being among the first four or five countries in Africa with standards, and that will make Sierra Leone a synergy. And in no distant time, other countries will be coming to Sierra Leone to find out how they did it.
But how long this program will last? Bernadette Cole again.
This first phase will continue next week, and then we're going to have another round in September, because we expat from Nigeria. We'll come back in September, and then we'll get the final phase in November. So they look at we will come work with this man for try for develop standards and procedures for raise the level of teacher education at this country, the teaching service.
As this program aim for make Salon get back the name, we been get bamboo learning, we make people be the column, the Athens of West Africa. Plenty people are Salon, they wait for see that happen. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Musa S. Kamara, the reports.
The program where they listen to na midday show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. And same way so you get me live on Radio FM 99.5 na boom. We will continue the program this afternoon. poultry industry, like any other one as saloon, now one way don't face with challenge them for make the industry go grow. And according to the executive secretary for the Sierra Leone Chamber of Agric Business Development, he say some pandi serious challenge them with this industry they face with. Now how for give proper food to the animal them and safe the proper market way is say saloon poultry products them not able for reach. Ahmed Nalo, na the executive secretary, he talk more to Fatima Sise inside this interview. But the partnership where he say this chamber don't get with the Sierra Leone Diaspora Investment Team and the foreign direct investment together with the World Bank for come develop this industry and the partnership planning. He say don't begin with one meeting where they hold this BN team. The program where they listen to na made the show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy. Sorry for that wrong insert. As we will go for a short music break, when we come back, the program will continue. We'll be right back. going to thank you to a Donald Sinwedu for with that song day inside the program this afternoon. If you just join with the program, where they listen to, they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And same way, so you go get to live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.slnc from with Facebook page. We go continue the program this afternoon. Poultry industry, like any other one, as salon, now one way down the face with challenge them, we make the industry not the goal. And according to the executive secretary for the Sierra Leone Chamber of Agric Business Development, he say some pan the serious challenge the way this industry they face with. Now how for give proper food to the animal them and safe the proper market way, he say salon poultry products them not they able for reach. Ahmed Nalo, na the executive secretary, he talk more inside this interview to Radio Democracy Fatima Sise.
Of this relationship is basically how boss we can able for encouraging Sierra Leonean diaspora and stay in the US for letting them come back to Sierra Leone and invest. So we look at all the sectors there, I mean, and the possible ways for intervening in the agriculture sector. So we find out to say some studies been done say that the poultry sector gets a huge, it's a huge potential, and then also get a lot of challenges there. We make the sector not a goal in this country. If you look at the statistics, basically they give you a figure close to $30 to $40 million per annum. So I mean, if any meaningful entrepreneur can come and take up that opportunity, it's a huge amount of money we will make for the year, looking at just the Sierra Leone market. So we, for work in partnership for service, we can able to tap on that opportunity there. But for go ahead and tap on that opportunity there, first of all, it's good for engage those within the sector, the entrepreneurs or the farmers within the sector. So the purpose of that meeting have been that, and be engaging them and then discussing the opportunities and the challenges, and then at the end of the day we look at how best we can map the way forward for investing in the poultry sector in Sierra Leone and expand them, and also make sure so we industrialize them. So how can they come in for the way expand them such that we will reduce the importation of egg? You look at the poultry meat, will they produce poultry like the broilers or something of that? But up to now, yet if you go to the supermarket, then the imported one that they see they would package. From that we make sure say we at least we eat some own brand then now. Finally, on the aspect of industrialization, we talk about all the poultry meat, but if we look at other aspects of poultry meat, you know, we really can process like sausages and many other things can come from poultry, and we had a very fruitful and successful discussion.
Fruitful have been some of the issues that we come out in terms of challenges, and also how to address some of the challenges that with this particular industry don't they face.
Key among the challenges really short one, access to feed. The poultry farmers them, or the entrepreneurs, then they suffer, they struggle for feed for many reasons. They are mainly for import concentrate, then even for the corn, I mean maize, when they get for mix the food and many other mixture. But quite besides that, also you also look at the expertise for you get the right food mixture for poultry, so that you will get a direct impact. I mean, you need a master agreement, somebody will get the required skill knowledge, then you will get, and if you miss them, you don't get them the right way. I mean, more critical than human being. Because human being also, if you don't eat the right food, you become, I mean, deficient in particular diet or whatever. You fast in one food, then you eat a balanced diet. So that's what the point you feed them. If you know if you balance them very well, you need to get the right component. At the end of the day, either the chickens then die, which they easy, or they become stunted, or they don't even grow. Third to the challenges has to do with vaccine, the vet. The vet size absolutely nothing for right home about, you know. So we're looking forward to the ministry development partners for CRBS, but those also are things we're looking to see them for intervening in South and King Solver. I mean, photo on the challenges has to do with also transportation. If you take egg from the poultry farm or from the farm gate or the industry gate from where I'm coming at the supermarket in the Western world, like cold chain. Now you do that supply chain management. You use a cooling system. If when it's a cool, not a cold now within the ice, but it at a normal temperature. But those kind of vehicles are not here. They really sand the heat and safety, they cause a lot of other things they will not cover. But by the time they reach the market, a lot of things will happen. Finally, in the list of challenges also get for do with the issue of we imported poultry. It's far cheaper than the local chicken. So why should that be?
So this particular meeting, you're able to map out some of the ways they will be able to look into some of the challenges. challenges there?
We map out because we don't master Sabi Mandem, and that's why we make a meeting, because we want to get the word from the horse's mouth. Not only there, but also we even do so follow up a field visit for where we really confirm everything and say it is true or not. We may get them discussions, then they direct discussions or assessment, I mean consultations. So we get data. So then data is then they would use them for make we able to do some business calculations and for able to get the right answers for investment. So we able to get answers then they directly. For example, we ask them how many bags or kilograms of corn do you use for the able to get a man-feed bag for you chicken them. And besides how many eggs salmon produce on daily basis, on weekly basis, on monthly basis. And then waiting at the protein requirement in terms of egg and poultry meat for Sierra Leone. And are there people that can buy it? So these are the many, many questions that really, really come. And we get data then for them in statistics for them. So as business, social scientists or master savvy businessman then, we see them, we put them all into the calculation analysis. And at the end of the day, no say, well, I think to say poultry product or poultry industrial sector, I think we're profitable. And if we're able to take them on and we succeed, we're able to create a huge amount of jobs in Salon. We're able to impact food security. We're able to also make sure to expand the government tax base. We put money in the farmers in pocket. We're able to only stop that also. We'll make sure to also make sure to reduce the current inflation and then address the issue of the huge inflation in terms of currency, the foreign currency. And in this area, we're able to help the government as well, you know, and also help the youth unemployment. For address, it also helps for address the women and the gender issues, because youth are very many that are unemployed. If you just put them on one aspect of the value chain, not saying that the maize production side, and the maize every 3 months you harvest it and then sell. That is a direct market, because the poultry industry may organize an assured market for anybody who produce the maize.
So I'm not intent for make all this be a reality stuff, because I'm looking at the way we get to do it, giving support to maybe the one that we get into this particular industry, and also the way we get to do it knowledge based with other one. How do you intend for go about this particular one?
Already, I think to say Sierra Leone will make some progress. The Sierra Leone entrepreneurs or poultry entrepreneurs will make some progress. And the only thing is, how can we expand that? So now that make we can or can do the assessment or whatever. So how are we going to do them? The gap, nobody talk for address. The gap is access to finance. They need big money. You know, we call FDI. Probably we need a big foreign direct investment. Because you know, by the way, with others, they just come, they just bring any kind of big investor on IR. We will partner with them. Then you can, in a real-time business assessment, you know, can get the tangibles on the ground. So these tangibles will do is stimulating factors or data we then give, business data we then give, we use for then they make sure, say, at the end of the day, that foreign direct investor come and invest big.
His name na Amen Nalo, and in at the executive sector in a slickered. If they talk together, Democracy Fatima Sise, but one partnership we is say the chamber don't get with Sierra Leone Diaspora Investment. The program na made the show and it still they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, make we take we well body corner inside the program this afternoon for make you know but sting them on health issue.
Inside the well body corner, we will talk about how you fasting for the drink pass back home. No good for your well body one. Most people believe say anytime they stress, the best thing they think say will solve the problem. Now for the drink home, where that can be serious problem to the well body one. If you fasting for the drink pass back home, it will chronic inside your system. What go and bug in your liver and kidney, according to what this study shows say, and that go and bug in your body one. What go make you die before you 10? This may the study suggest say, for make you go get long life and well body all 10. Now for left for the drink pass macrom as a good for your well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner with me, Princess Pierce.
Plenty thank you to Radio Democracy Princess Pierce for the well body talk inside the program this afternoon. Continue for day with me inside the program as we go now on another issue. Some time back, Parliament been passed the Provincial Act Cap 60 of 2017 and 11 Establishment Order of 2017. And this law be established two districts them, Falamba and Kerina district, three localities them, Falamba District Council, Kerina District Council and Potlucko District Council. One region way na the northwestern region and serve the de-amalgamated 41 chiefdom. We make last month, President Kuruma been launch and present the act, document to paramount chief, government officer, and some community people them na Makeni. But according to the spokesman National Elections Watch, Golo Kata is say, then concern why government just establish one new region, na the north and left southern and eastern region, and call on the local government and the National Electoral Commission for address concern them with some community people get both the boundary delimitation and how new districts them. As it say, the concern them gets tendency for affect the March 7 election. Golo Kata explained more to Radio Democracy Mohammed Sharif inside this interview.
For we, the new district same, the laws that we don't pass don't legitimize them process there. But part of the issue where we, the National Elections Watch, be done the race, now that why the northern province somewhere this happen? The same circumstances that we talk about will lead to the de-amalgamation of 41 chiefdoms, now the north, they in existence, now both southern and eastern province. So why now one way? That are part of the concern.
Within some of the circumstances then there?
For the 2018 elections, we do what you call parallel boundary limitation. We'll find out how much citizens they really know about them process and how they go on. But also, where this redistricting here take place because of this law we pass, National Elections Watch may also do a post-assessment. Now there are 8 affected districts. We'll find out how citizens they feel about them processing.
So we're going to find out, say the citizens they actually been feel.
To a very large extent, citizens them get mixed feelings. If you go to some of them communities, they're satisfied with what's going to happen. Because communities them, they will say minority tribes them they where we don't link up with other tribes them for form chiefdoms them where the chiefdoms them they really in the pre-independence days they made it apart for themselves and because they bring them come together now them minority tribes and they don't find them very difficult to get chieftaincy. So now that they don't the agama meet them they self gladly because they said now we'll get their own chiefdom and so they bring a lot of conflicts in some of their communities and the sensitivity where development now they go on better than some of their communities and they some of them other communities and they now even though some of the issues they have in there, the manner in which way the agglomeration take place and the boundary delimitation take place, it divides sections and when economically viable sections and they made in one chiefdom against the other sections and they and people then they raise that and they say, oh well, before now said not to say the deal and we think say this one had the give problem.
Based on our findings, is it that now the people actually recommend to government for the new districts then on a government just can go the idea to the people?
But some communities and they will tell you say will not be in request, but we still in not bad way don't happen. So other communities then will tell you say we will request, for example, Karine. People and feel say their area and they've been deprived and opportunity go there now, may then become developed. If you go to Kwenadugu and you talk about Falaba, even in normal circumstances, Falaba under that chiefdom, they dying be the headquarter town. But when they don't make canal to district, they don't move the headquarter town to some side they call Mongo. And people then be prefer say no, we prefer for make the headquarter town for the Falaba district be Sulima instead of Mongo. And even during the consultations, a set of the people then refuse for going at the headquarter town for holding the meetings. So it means that down the left, so you got to continue for this.
So in certain areas, then the people that actually get issues.
Absolutely. Local government and rural development ministry need for sit down back and settle some of their issues there because it will continue for encourage a lot of conflict. It will continue for encourage circumstances inside a set of the population, not the cooperate with the other set of the people.
What are the issues then where you think say the local government actually need for them?
We don't do a report when we try to finalize and we go share with the local government ministry. We go also share with NEC because recommendations and they, for example, chiefdoms and they where they don't divide now, they need for review the TA list of them chiefdoms and they. Loko Masama, they ask local government ministry for produce the documentation where they prove say Loko Masama na been 2 chiefdom before. So then they challenge the Kamasundu chiefdom issue. They say because before 1961, chiefdom like that they not be they exist. Now the same thing with inside Tonkolili, the people that they see in CC, they not be say make them move Mara go Bombali. Then be feel say Mara for still stay na Tonkolili because now one of the areas that they were economically viable. Because Tonkolili District Council, you know they get a lot of benefit from Mara through ADAC. For example, 1 year they get over $90,000 and then they raise that very strongly. You go Gambia, the same same thing there about Biledik Sim Bremaya, but other recommendations that they will also they for neck. Where they say communities and they will believe say neck need for be clear about the word codes and also clear about the constituencies so that themselves will be able for vote and choose the right set of leaders. So there's some of the issues there that are very critical issues.
With all of the concerns, the issues them we you don't raise, call on local government, neck, and you know, for actually look into some of the issues them we you don't bring. As new, what in actually when I think? When I think say if this whole thing left so at the end of the day, this gets any effect to the 2018 general elections?
Impossible for me affect the 2018 elections. Because if people don't understand how them boundaries they don't shake and they don't register, it will affect us. I mean, even paramount chiefs, even section chiefs raise some of these issues that raise. So then people and they forgive them the opportunity so that we're able to make sure say citizens are satisfied with the process. Really get the opportunity for choose the correct leaders them.
Mr. Kata, sometime back Newbin actually called on government for put on hold to the process. So after the election, but now the process don't carry on. What actually would I make up of this whole thing?
We not to just organization or with the halahala, with a professional organization. Part of the work we they do now for we call it complementarity to the states. So till and day we serve the sea, we sometimes then not be don't see. So the reason we make up they ask for make government hold on to this now because we and even neck we don't raise and say any attempt from do this process here again ramification on the elections process.
But now that the carry on, now that they carry on.
But neck not able for go through some of the processes. But in the course of the other activities that we get, for example, the PVR exhibition period, they can solve some of them problems there. The other one, there when a conflict between communities and processes, then there are local governments in your own back standing. They go continue for resolve some of their issues and along the line. But for make the elections not be affected, next step need for make sure say during this exhibition period, it corrects some of their issues and we don't do boundary limitation for. Because we will know, say even when the reports return back to parliament, a lot of real adjustment don't take place by now. And then adjustment they go take place behind closed doors, but they will affect thousands of citizens now communities. So neck need for pay attention to the tendency for make them process and they disenfranchise citizens. And at that one day, we the race to the sea in the course of the exhibition, men and try for correct some of their situation.
In name Nagolo Kata, it be they explain to Radio Democracy Mohammed Sharif, but some concern that we didn't get, but the district away they don't divide. The program that made the show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We will go now for sport updates, now sport decks.
Good day and welcome to Sport Updates from Radio Democracy. Inside Sport Updates today, Barcelona revolved Arsenal from Monaco then forward, when at Thomas Lima. And Monaco don't pull word now to say, they know they sell Thomas Lima. Leeds United and also Manchester United and defender, when at Cameron Jackson. Season long loan. Juventus manager Wena Maximilian Allegri don't tell Chelsea say chance not there for sign Alexandro. Ipswich don't complete the signing for Martin Wagon, pan 2-year deal from Rangers, pan Mourinho greeted the public. Leicester City the nonsense for sign converting youngster Wena George Thomas for €500,000. Southampton they don't set for make the transfer record for Juventus the midfielder when a Mario Lemina. Cristiano Ronaldo will depart of Real Madrid squad for face Manchester United Tuesday 8 August 2017 by the UEFA Super Cup. When I always get an inside sports update with me, David Van Boy.
Plenty thank you to David Van Boy for that sports update day inside the program this afternoon. We will go to another issue and we will go to the educational sector. As the educational sector, they face serious challenge in the country, the chief of staff now the Office of the National Security don't say, President Koma don't set one committee where they look inside the challenge where the educational sector they face. Dr. Ahmed Sanona one way present his document to the president. He talked to Radio Democracy Mange Mansari inside this interview.
What we present to His Excellency the President on the 1st of August 2017 an interim committee report, special presidential committee on education. So we will present that report day for enable the president for me inaugurate the members of that committee day. And essentially, within that special presidential committee on education done set for do Now from when we actually look into the educational standards in this country, because clearly the way education they go is really worrying, whereby you get people, they come on at tertiary institutions, then get brilliant people, some of them can get first class, some of them can get division one, division two, their performance not really commensurate to their kind of fine degrees then, what they get, and so this stuff become worrying. And in addition to that, still say this is not a secret anymore. Examination malpractice, it don't rampant so much so that not only at the school or tertiary level a day, but it don't even enter our universities. With people, they don't want to work hard, they want to get the paper, then they spy, then they collude with others. For me, they get the paper at the end of the day, they're not able to rise up to the challenges of them paper they wouldn't get. They're not able to perform, they're not efficient at all. They're very inept, even in terms of the routine that they produce. You engage somebody going to tell you, say, I guess first division or I guess first class, you're not even able to write one simple correct sentence. We just get 5 words. So I feel say this is worrying because this will get serious impact on the structural development of this country and even with international relations. So now that makes His Excellency the President, if he feels say this situation we get for approach and headlong and everybody for be involved. So now that means they don't set up that spec day.
Who that with that constitutional committee?
Now a very big committee. That group day, the first instance His Excellency the President, now I'm the chairman of that committee day. Honorable Vice President is the President not day. Now you chair that committee forward so that gap not go there at all, and they push out to that level there for show the seriousness of that committee there and for show how much government don't take this committee. But that committee there, we got the minister way responsible for internal affairs, now member. We got the minister of finance and economic development, now member. We got the minister of information and communications, now member. We get the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, na member. We get the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, na member. We get the Chief of Staff, na State House, na member. We get the Chairman of Parliamentary Oversight Committee on Education, na member. We get the Commissioner of Anti-Corruption Commission, na member. We get the Inspector General of Police, na member. We get the Chairman of Conference of Principals of Secondary Schools, na member. We get the President of Sierra Leone Teachers Union, na member. We get the Vice Chancellor and Principals of all the 5 universities who don't get in this country.
Specific issues that we will not be actually look at?
The issues that we will look at, mainly we want to look at admission systems. How they take people then at them, institutions then, whether they actually qualify for getting admissions, then they look into that. They also therefore look into examination issues and grading issues that then places there. They also want to look at them public examinations there with people that they take, and also West Africa Examinations Council responsible for conduct some of them public examinations then as to whether things that really happen with the public dissatisfied with, how we will address them so that it not will happen again. They also therefore look into them classes then, especially something we don't come up with, they call camping, where they pick it up, maybe we study, but when exam time reach, then therefore take them, go some isolated place where all them teachers, they within their syndicate classes, then the allegation they say that they work hand in hand with YEC, that they get access to leakages, that they go camp then, that they discuss their issues then, that they give boku money, and apart from that, a lot of other immoral things, they go on at them places. So we want to look into that as well, because that's also one of the sources for the decline of education in this country. We also want to look into the certificates that people they hold in this country. We want to verify them. If you say you get this particular qualification, we want to know how you get that qualification. We want to know how you get them. And we want to know if, in fact, that particular qualification, you get them like how you say. Then things then, the things that we will call the short-term issues that we want to look at quickly within 1 to 3 months. We want to look at their issues then. If you want to look at how their universities there and their tertiary institutions then, that they employ people then, which is very, very important. How then they appoint people then, how then they promote people then to position, then people then, whether they appoint to them positions then, they qualify. We also want to look at how then the college or their schools and how they get affiliations with other institutions there outside, whether in fact that they actually compare what they do for me, make sure say the affiliation or something will beneficial. Because if I say I get a relationship with you as an educational institution, what you they do, me say supposed to do them things so that we not go get any gap between you, but you not go affiliate to our institution, they do something separately. When I say they do something separately, look at their public private school system, you know, with the country, because we see say nowadays plenty of people want them picking them or then people therefore go to private schools, but that's because the public schools, they're not, they live up to expectations, they get a lot of challenges. So one look into them challenges and see how we will reconcile the public and the private schools. We will make sure say
whether you choose for going to public or private school, you will get what you really want to go make you as an educated person at the end of the day. We also want to look into the curriculum, the what they do, the subjects that they do at the university, whether some subjects that they do a really meaningful to with development objective, or whether we therefore introduce certain other courses there we could make people there functional at the society. We want to revise the Education Act, because it could be said the Education Act, it don't do for more revise now, so that some of the issues that they will feel say not relevant, we pull them the things that will feel say it will relevant and it will add value to the educational system, we bring them on board.
We don't talk about all things and the who's there, we will see the committee begin doing work and then think they are then come to reality.
This matter is urgent and that's something we really close at the heart of His Excellency the President. After he don't actually recognize say, this particular committee that they will himself get for chair, he don't direct for say all the subcommittees that will not set up, about 5 subcommittees. Then they immediately get the individual meetings there, then they look at the mandate which they're supposed to do and let them begin work wanted, not to something we get delay at all.
In name na Dr. Ahmed Sano and him be present a document to the president for one committee where they don't set up for look inside the educational sector na the country. And they talk to Radio Democracy Mange Mansari insider interview them. Now I go go na the inbox and bring to una some of una text them way una don't send inside the program this afternoon. This one say, improve the teachers, then they will do it better. This one come out from Alfred na Bradford. This other one say, graduates in the field of agriculture are languishing without employment in Sierra Leone. How can the poultry industry boom? Poultry feeds is not a difficult thing to prepare. This one come out from Eddie. This one say, Radio D, I'm sure Ministry of Labor is only operating in the city because my father is working at Matthew John Community Radio as a Mende presenter. He's paid 100,000 monthly without acceptance letter from after 10 years now. This one comes out from Brother Moses J. Alpha na Riscosso Road. This other one inside the inbox say, please tell stakeholders that students at Anes Baikoma University puts luck. Okay, we know they talk about this way you send so inside the program this afternoon. This other one say, Radio D, plenty thank you because the labor ministry they tell we thing them way that they do now as plenty challenge they on labor issue na the country. Well, na ya this program made the show today, Monday, August 7, 2017. Go left you. Plenty thank you to the man with on day behind the machine, Parkinson Otis Thomas, and self me producer Fatima Sise and the rest of the production team. Me we present the program today, me na Theodore Arena, they say blessed day. Bye bye.